Yo, where's the intro at, yo?
I'm going back to Cali.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
That's why. Yes, sir. It is Saturday, and it's beautiful outside here in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. This is DJ Catsanova,
your boy Young AK,
and the Renaissance Man. How y'all feeling?
Yo, why are you grabbing the mic like that?
What's up with you?
You was always getting on him about that. Now you doing it.
Stupid.
First of all, I don't appreciate my character being disparaged.
Well, good morning, San Fran. And yeah, good morning, San Fran. It's a beautiful day in Gitmo. I'm sure it's a beautiful day out there as well. Wake up. Starting y'all up early. And if you're listening from the East Coast, it's probably 9 a.m. over there on that side. So good morning to you guys as well. Hope you got your bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup on the roll, on deck.
So how's your weekend going?
I'm chilling right now.
Yeah, my weekend was good. No, I can't complain, man. Can't complain at all.
So we got a good episode for you guys today, for you guys and you gals. Yeah, it's going to be not East meets West. Damn, I'm doing all these tongue ties.
Yeah, what's up with you?
I don't know. I need to drink some water, bro. Not no East meets West or East versus West kind of thing. We're pretty much just going to go across the map, like the coronavirus, and say what we think, from our opinion, who are the best rapper. Is it going to be the best rappers overall or who?
I say definitely best rappers for each coast. So we'll go over the East Coast, the West Coast, the Midwest. We'll talk about some of the dirty. All right. And just some of you guys' favorite and best rappers from each region.
I have a disclaimer.
What's up?
Because best rapper is heavily based on opinion.
Absolutely.
What are the parameters?
Yeah, but everything we say is based off opinion. Motherfuckers don't
do it. I'm spitting straight facts, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because like I said, anyone's determination of the best, it varies. You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking out loud.
Oh yeah, no. It's
someone
definitely
could think like who makes the best hit records because you have hit record machines. And who's the best lyricist?
And that's why I threw in the word favorites, right? Because
cool.
At the end of the day, your favorite rapper,
yes, sir,
may be the best rapper to you because he's your favorite, but that doesn't mean he's the best.
Just very true. And also too is that hip hop is a spectator sport.
Absolutely.
But you're still a hater, Thug Hater. So I just threw that on because that's one of my favorite rappers. Rest in peace, Big Pun. It's crazy because this year just passed 20 years that Pun been dead.
Wow, it's crazy.
He died in 2001 or 2000. I think it was 2000.
Man, where's D when you need her for the tech check?
I mean, I got my phone right here. I could do a little quick check, but I'm almost certain that Pun passed away in February in 2000. So I'm gonna fact check myself right now to make sure that I'm not wilding out, bro.
Yeah, and then
I want to say
definitely.
99.
Oh, I was right. It was February 2000. See, I know my stuff.
And I definitely want to say rest in peace.
20 years,
right?
That's crazy.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Because he was a big
guess
part
of
music.
The city, you scepter, the world is a weapon. So yeah. So for my East Coast, I must have to say, Jay is one of my favorite. That's just like
absolutely.
What about you?
We had a Hove appreciation night.
We did
the other night.
We did.
We could do that for a show too.
We could. I think
we went to
and
catalog.
Kanye too. We were talking about.
I think Hove, Kanye, Diddy, Pharrell might all need appreciation show, just because of the impact that they have on music.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, but with just like Hove alone, that show would probably have to cover two episodes.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Especially with all the New York Bison.
That would be a mini series.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Seriously.
For real.
So by the time he leave Gitmo, I was like, all right, so the show was just all centered around Jay-Z.
Yeah. But what about you, Mike? Who's one of your favorite or top East Coast rappers of all time?
I was a big Nas guy, you know what I mean? I was a big fan of Esco.
Okay. Okay.
What was your favorite Nas song?
Song?
Yeah, song. Or what's one, not maybe not your top one, but just one of your top three, like one that you find yourself like, yo, this is my shit right here.
New York State of Mind.
New York State of Mind. All right.
Street Dreams.
Street Dreams. The one with R. Kelly. Dead.
Both, actually.
The one with R. Kelly was fire. It was. Yo, the music video to that, where they did the thing like Casino,
yeah.
That joint was fire. Yo, but one of my favorite Nas songs is One Mic, though. Yo, Stillmatic, to me, that's the best Nas album ever.
Yeah,
I think it's better than Illmatic.
But see, I think my appreciation for Nas is deeper than just being an average fan. Like, I was a Nas stan. You know what I mean? Like, because a lot of his albums haven't met great critical acclaim. Mm-hmm. Especially, like,
Stillmatic,
so the latter years of his career.
True.
But I was still always, like, I had every Nas album. You know what I mean?
I mean, now it's easy to have that. You mean, like, on CD?
On CD, yeah.
On CD albums. Like, okay. Now, anybody could have any. You just go in and just press a button, which is crazy.
And that's because my big brother was a Nas fan. You know, I did more than one thing with my brother.
Okay. Oh, you listen to Nas?
I was just about to get on that.
So you're on two things. All right.
So he would bring the Nas CDs home.
Okay.
And yo, when I was younger, my mother gave me $20.
Yo. You know what I was thinking? I was like, he's like, and I bought Illmatic.
Imagine.
I said that because I knew you was going to say something.
Oh, man.
I knew you was going to be like, oh, this motherfucker got a new album, man. He bought.
Another one.
Another one.
For me, I think underrated, not underrated, but definitely needs to be mentioned, one of the best New York rappers.
Wait, before you say that. Are you going to say Fabulous?
50 Cent.
Oh, okay.
50 Cent. Almost. I'm a huge Fab fan. Everybody knows that.
Brooklyn.
But I wasn't going to throw Fab in the mix, even though he's definitely an honorable mention for that New York. But 50. 50, he, when he hit the scene, he blew the whole 2000s up.
You know, he seriously did. He even blew the whole 2000s up. Ja Rule out of his spot.
He ruined Ja Rule's career.
He did.
Literally.
Yo, I went through a big 50 Cent phase in high school.
Oh, yeah, me too.
You and I both.
Yeah, I think everyone did. I had 50 Cent's video game. I had all his albums.
Bulletproof, right?
Was a game. That was a good-ass game. That's when I really found out about the sawed-off shotgun and shit like that. Some real hood shit. But
speaking of video games, dude, they should make another Def Jam Fight for New York.
I think they are, if I'm not mistaken. It's
all speculation and rumor.
But if they made a recent one, it would be whack. I don't want to see
because the Def Jam roster,
five,
right?
6ix9ine and Uzi.
MGK and shit.
I don't want to see these motherfuckers fight.
Which, you know, no disrespect to MGK. Shout out to MGK.
I don't even know. Nah, fuck him. I don't even know who's on Def Jam right now. Nah, fuck him.
Damn, Daniel.
Yeah. But all right, let's move on to the next coast, right? What you got?
We can still. I got more.
You got more for? All right, yeah, so run it back. What else you got for New York? You got Hov. Who else you got?
From New York, like you can't deny my guy Cam.
Okay.
Because out of Harlem, which is very sad to say, Harlem don't get that much love when it comes to mainstream music.
Okay.
No, that's
like
true.
The only people we got is Cam. We got Mace. Mace had a very short stint in his career.
Yeah.
But it lasted a long time, if that makes sense.
And if anything, Mace was the biggest artist to come out of Harlem.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, it was a short time, but all of his hits, like, lasted mad long. Like, he was still in the limelight even after he stopped doing music.
Yo, and all that, but Mace's influence in the game is...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yo, Kanye and Drake both said that, you know, Mace was one of the reasons they wanted to start rapping.
The thing is, Mace's career, if I'm not mistaken, was pretty short.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was pretty short.
It was, I would probably say, it was like no more than like...
He had two
five
albums?
5 or 6 years. Yeah, his first world. His first album Harlem was Harlem World.
And a Double Up.
And then he was dubbed. No, he got more albums, but he got Welcome Back after
in his prime. And then he had the shit with Puff and Locks and the whole Bad Boy family.
Okay. So. Who else you got, Mike?
A lot, man. I got a plethora. You know what I'm saying?
Let me hear some.
We can get to the history. We can get to some Rakim.
You stole mine. We can get into Eric being Rakim.
That's
exactly who I was about to say.
Some Big, some AZ.
Okay, well, pick one.
Some Big L.
Okay, let's talk about Big L. Because I think that Big L impact and that Jay-Z impact, it was around the same time, and I think that definitely needs to be spoken about a little bit.
But the what?
Like, Big L. Like, because Big L and Jay, they was rapping around the same time, right? And Jay took off, you know what I'm saying? And kind of like, Big L kind of like, at the back scene, and he never blew up on that Jay-Z level, but he might have been just as lyrical and just as good as Jay-Z, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And even the time they were rapping together, like, Jay was kind of mimicking his style.
Yeah, trying to keep up.
Yeah.
Trying to keep up.
And before he passed, he was going to sign to Rockefeller.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was?
Big L.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yep. Jay-Z was a big L fan.
All right, what about the Wu-Tang Clan? Straight out Staten
Island. Oh, my. You know what's so funny when it comes to Wu-Tang?
Staten Island.
I can't even categorize them as, like, best rappers because
they might be best rap group ever.
No. 100, but that's what I mean. It's like, for me, Wu-Tang is, like, in a complete separate category from everybody because every Wednesday in my house is Wu Wednesday. Like, I fuck with Wu-Tang so heavy. Like, not even just them as a group, like, everybody individually, too. Like, I fuck with GZA. I like the RZA. I like Ghostface. I like Raekwon.
Who's your favorite? Ooh, pick one.
I would have to say it's between Ghostface and... Nah. Whoa, I'm wild. I totally forgot about Method Man. It would have to be Method Man and GZA. All
right, who's your favorite?
I was always a Ghostface guy.
Okay.
And that was largely attributed to his solo work.
Yeah, Ghostface is actually my
Bulletproof
favorite.
Wilder, Supreme Clientele, Iron Man. Like,
yeah, Supreme Clientele, Iron Man.
Yeah, all that.
Iron Man.
Ghostface definitely my favorite out of the Wu. What about Redman? I know he's like an honorable.
He's an affiliate.
Wu member.
You know who's not even Wu-Tang? Who is Wu-Tang? Capadonna's not really Wu-Tang, technically.
He's not an original member.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not one of the.
But he's on like every Wu-Tang album. How to be, bro, can I get some. I be recognized?
Right, what's up?
But you know what's one thing about, not to step off the topic for a second. One thing that I miss about old hip hop that nobody seems to be doing, nobody makes skits anymore.
No.
Mm-hmm. And that was my favorite part of rap. Wu-Tang had the best, Wu-Tang and Rough Riders best skits of anybody. Wu-Tang would be like, they always had like karate movies and shit like that. And Rough Riders just always had some funny shit.
Even on 36 Chambers, like, yo, where my killer tape at, God? Yo, Shami got bust in his fucking head, God.
But here's the things that I think about skits. Nowadays, skits are less thoughtful.
I can't even tell you anybody who has skits.
You know why? Because we don't have the time to consume skits. We don't have the time to sit down and consume a whole album like how we did back then.
Nah,
it's true.
I agree, but I don't know if that plays a role in not having skits or interludes.
Skits would be just like people fucking around in the studio and like shit like that. But now, like people just play music, and sometimes it's not even that good music. But
and even Kanye had a couple skits.
Kanye had a lot of skits too.
There's a reason.
Five broke.
Yeah, word.
We ain't got it. That was my shit.
But there's a reason behind it though, because like
things just dated.
It's just
unfortunately. I think it
possibly.
Is.
Possibly. That could be a reason. But also, too, is that, like, it's a microwave error. Like, there's no time to consume skits.
But like, some of them skits are so creative.
But here it is, right? The skits are on Instagram.
Yeah. All right.
TikTok. You know what's one of my favorite skits from DMX? I think it was...
It's Mickey.
Yep, that's exactly what I was saying. Yo, who is it, B?
Who sent you?
it was so stupid.
Open up.
But it was all so right. Funny.
Yeah, word. You shot him.
I don't know why, when I was a kid, we thought that was the funniest. And from the Rough Rider shit, my cousin used to always sing this. I'm an H-O-E. Really?
Yeah,
are you really?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not going to say the whole thing because it's a little like rated R, but that skit was hilarious.
Yo, the Rough Riders album was Styles P was on the roof and they threw him off.
Yeah, it's, yo, throw him off the roof, yeah. B. Ah, yo. Like, sick. I just used to picture them being in the studio like, ah. Like,
what you got? Method Man and Raekwon, Torture? Torture, motherfucker.
I don't know.
You.
I don't recall, bro.
Oh, wait. No. That sounds familiar.
Which album was that from?
No.
36 Chambers.
Yeah.
It was right before M-E-T-H-O-D. Man, right before that.
Oh, okay. No, actually, I do know that one. All
right. Yeah, I've heard that one.
Truth be told, yo, Wu-Tang could be a whole episode also.
We got to do a Wu-Tang one. That's a given.
I was always a Ghostface guy, and I went through a brief, real brief GZA phase. Like, when I was playing was GZA.
Oh, okay. No, GZA. Liquid Swords?
Yeah, classic.
Whew.
It's a classic album.
Have you listened to the album before?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have.
So chess boxing.
Yeah, who's this song you got that you want us to hear? Love Scars by J.I. the Prince? I've never heard of her.
Oh, my God.
Yo. I'm going to give him a play right now.
Before we even give him a play, right? Like,
Just give us a little back.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm Brooklyn through and through. So, you know, I listen to a lot of Brooklyn rappers, up and coming underground artists. You know how I felt about Pop and everything like that. So, you know, he's another dude from Brooklyn, and he may not be the best rapper, but I think all up and coming rappers from each coast should definitely get a mention. So J.I. definitely got a mention from me. So we could let this run.
Also, he was on the show Rap Game.
Yeah,
with JD.
Yeah.
So that's probably where you would know him from.
Yeah.
So let me give him a little shine real quick. This is Love Scars by J.I. the Prince.
J.I. the Prince. Prince Brooklyn.
Almighty. Yeah. You did me dirty, now you mad because I'm filthy rich. I'm way too clean to be tripping over some filthy bitch. I feel the pressure, now I'm sipping on some filthy shit. I know I brush away the pain, but I be feeling it. Yeah. You was taking shots and now you ducking them. Yeah. I'm not gonna stress over bitches unless I'm fucking them. She probably think I'm a dick, but she be sucking them. They said I made it out to her, guess I'm the lucky one. When you was falling off, I'm the only one who picked you up. Trying to knock me down when I'm the only one who lift you up. You ain't good for me, but it's so hard for me to give you up. It ain't good for me to numb the pain, but I still sip it up. You did me wrong, so now I'm moving like I'm heartless. I should've never let this bitch know where my heart is. Out of all these niggas, I'm the one who went the hardest. I gave you food right off my plate when I was starving. I mingle with my demons, they the only ones I talk to. We gon' fuck the scene up every single time we walk through. Yeah, I know he pussy, but we treat him like he dog food. I kept you by my side before them other niggas dogged you. I never left your side, I kept it real whenever I saw you. Why is it so hard to pick up your phone whenever I call you? All these love scars make it hard for me to be loyal. All these love scars make it hard for me to be loyal. I mingle with my demons, they the only ones I
talk to. Alright.
Yeah.
This song kind of sounds like everything that's popular right now.
So, here's the thing. I feel like we are definitely... And I feel like this is a New York sound. I don't feel like it's a popular sound. I feel like this is the new sound of New York because you get a lot of this from A Boogie. You get a lot of this.
A Boogie with the hoodie?
A Boogie with the hoodie. You get a lot of this from those guys where it's like these rappity-rappy love songs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? These No, because he's spitting. Like he got some wordplay in there.
He got
some cadence in there. Yes. You get some of this from Rowdy Rich, too. You know what I'm saying? You get a lot of these. I think this is the new East Coast sound that's coming out with these guys. And it reminds me, like, of when Drake first dropped. And we're like, who's this singing, rapping dude on this R&B shit?
I will say, too, is that, like, you know, the evolution of hip-hop. Like, this is where it's at now. You know what I mean? Like, I think now you have to be much more than just a rapper.
Well-versed. You got to be versed.
Yeah. Like, people are expecting you to, like, oh, you just rap.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's all you do?
And that was yes. And that was the era of yesteryear. It was like, yo, you just had to be nice. You know what I mean? You can get somebody to sing on your shit, but
yeah.
You know, but now it's like you're expected to to dabble.
Yeah, you got to. But I definitely think he's gonna be the next thing smoking out of Brooklyn. So
he's doing good numbers. Yeah, successful.
Yeah, if y'all haven't heard him, definitely check him out. J.I., check him out, man. But
also, I want to say it kind of came full circle because you said like this is the sound for New York right now.
Yeah,
but that influence came from other regions.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And the reason why,
and that's why I mentioned Drake because he kind of, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and thing is, and the reason why is because like now you can consume music. And you could literally be from anywhere now.
Yeah,
you
know absolutely. I mean?
Like, there's no gate.
I have to do a lot more research now. Like, oh, where's this dude from? Because even when, I don't know if you guys felt this way, but when ASAP Rocky first dropped, and he was doing, like, the chop.
Houston sound.
Yeah, that Houston sound. But it had, like, this New York attitude. And I was just like, is he from Houston? And they're like, nah, he's from Harlem. I'm like, he's from Harlem. Yeah. But this,
where at in Harlem is he from?
You got to ask him. Not too sure. I'm not too sure.
He's from Lenox. He's from 40th or 42nd.
Oh, okay.
At Lenox. Ferg is from like Polo Grounds. I think so, right? To Houston, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know,
I mean, he's still from Harlem, but like, I'm
yeah,
just,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, absolutely. But he still has a New York attitude in his raps.
Yeah,
but no, it was a Houston sound, and not to cut you off, but that goes to your thing of it's kind of hard to determine like where these sounds, where these sounds are coming from.
So. Is it just me or is like, because like, to be perfectly honest, like, I kind of had an issue with that.
You had an issue with what?
With New York rappers.
Doing what?
Like, biting, like, sounds.
But
not,
is it?
Not from their region.
Is it biting, though?
It is.
No, I think it's more of adapting than anything.
Yeah, and I think it's more of a respect thing, if anything, because not for nothing, New York had the flavor for mad long, but at a certain point, Houston, Atlanta, they own hip hop, and it just is what it is. They own the sound.
Like early 2000s?
Yeah.
Atlanta and Houston?
Yeah.
That's all you heard.
Atlanta.
And they still kind of own the sound.
Yeah, you can say Atlanta owns it now.
Yeah, they still kind of own the sound. So
not like back then, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not like back then, but to the point of if you want to be a New York rapper and you want to.
Yeah, and you know this, it's influence also.
You got to adapt.
The kids that grew up with social media,
right?
Like they're able to consume anything from anywhere,
right?
So,
all right. So you got a song you want us to play, right?
Yeah, I want to take it to Philly and salute one of my favorite MCs, Black Thought.
Ooh.
This is Conception.
Energy.
All right, so, he's from Philly?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I don't even know where I thought they were from. I'll let this rock for a little bit.
Look, I am no fashion model, but I got fresh for photographers. The camel coat had the collar up, cause my emotions was bottled up. And though the ocean did not erupt, it turned up till it's loud enough to just make something out of us. Past the shadow of a doubt in us, golly, geometry and calculus, that I can move any mountain with. A nigga gotta be an alchemist, trying to create another avenue of revenue, or several, because I'm in love with having you. Security is just a whole nother animal. I can't assume Xanadu had a panic room. I wish
you were a big fan of conscious music there, guy. I can't really name any root songs or anything like that.
Okay,
the only
so,
song I know is with Erykah Badu.
Who I saw.
He knows something.
All right, so the conscious label, right? I think it's very unfair to put on an artist. Because like I said, to me, that's just lyricism. That's the craft. That is...
Nah, the content.
Art,
that's what makes it conscious for me, is what you're rapping about.
Yeah, it's the content.
Which is, it's good.
It's great.
But it sucks that a lot of people don't really get into it because they're not rapping about drugs
and
partying and all that. Because they actually have a lot to say. Like I said, like that song with Erykah Badu, that's one of my favorite songs, like, of the past, of, like, growing up in New York. Like, that song was mad chill.
Like I said, that's what I deal with, like, as an artist.
And
saying, because... So a lot of my stuff is, you know, conscious and stuff like that. So it's almost like, all right, you just stay over there and just do that. You know what
I mean? But ain't nothing's wrong with that, because the J. Cole of the world, you know what I'm saying, and the NBA Cordae or YNB.
Wait, YB and Cordae,
YB and Cordae. They hitting. You know what I'm saying? So if you do it right, it could be done, because they're making some noise with that conscious talk, and the content is different, you know what I'm saying? So it could definitely be done.
I think J. Cole gets away with it because that's not how he started off as. Like his persona wasn't conscious.
He started off storytelling.
Yeah.
He did a lot of storytelling.
But it was different. And he opened up his third eye, got woken, and now he's like on a whole nother level.
You about to get deep on this podcast. We might have to change it. Talk about third eye and shit.
Chakras.
J. Cole is like a completely different person.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
From when I know him from, what's that shit? Workout.
Oh, I thought you were saying you know him, because I know you know everybody else.
Yeah, you know. I do. I think
now he kind of evolved from that too, though.
Yeah, he did.
No, he did.
Like
he
now,
did.
He's getting like more and like to the bounce and all that.
Especially after what's that one album where you know it was a turning point for him.
K.O.D.
No, it was one before that.
The one before that, the Forest Hills Drive.
Forest Hills Drive.
That show was bananas.
That's a good album.
When he really made a turn. But my favorite Cole album. Well, we could talk about Cole because, you know, we're moving from the east all the way to the west. Down, so he's yeah, down
he's
south.
Kind of south. I put him in the East Coast bracket.
Yeah, North Carolina.
But he's
like
North Carolina,
south.
So he kind of belongs in that south bracket.
What you got to understand, too, is that North Carolina is a unique place because, like, they can get influence from,
right.
from that. You right. know what I'm saying?
And he went to school in Queens, so that also.
Oh, what school he went to?
He went to St. John's University.
Oh, okay. My favorite. Yeah,
that's where you met Jeezy.
Yeah.
My favorite album of his is Voluminati. Like, I will play that. No, Voluminati. That's the name of the song from the album. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the album?
I know what you're talking about. That's the one with.
No, the one with the.
The three.
Is that Long Story?
No, it's a yellow. It's song.
Why are we acting like we don't have phones?
I know.
Well, I don't.
Why you don't know the album?
That's I don't have my phone because, you know, I had to record the show. But
so good. God.
Oh, my God forbid you do one thing.
Oh, we're going to look it up right now. I'm going to play a song from it.
Yeah, you're talking about Born Sinner.
Yes, Born Sinner. Because I'm a born sinner. Well, now I'm going to actually play the song because that song is fire.
We could definitely.
Yeah, or.
Yeah.
In circles, live my life without rehearsal. If I die today, my nigga, was it business? Was it personal? Should this be my last breath? I'm blessed cause it was purposeful. Never got the church to worship, Lord, but please be merciful. You made me versatile, well-rounded like cursive. Know you chose me for a purpose. I put my soul in these verses. Born sinner, was never born to be perfect. Sucker for women licking their lips and holding these purses. Back when we ran the streets, who would think we grown to be
murderous?
This
is not the song I was thinking of, but I still fuck with that song. I was thinking of the one that started off like, I'm a born sinner. You know what song I'm talking about? What? I didn't even want to find it, because I can't remember which one.
I don't think that was off this album, though.
No, she knows. They're singing Born Sinner. It's off the I think it's Voluminati.
It might be. But... All right, let's go. Oh, it is this one.
No, but then he said it again.
But all right, what you got for the West Coasters?
My man Cole right there. Yeah, so we're gonna get into some more music, but I want to see if I'm correct. I'm gonna see if this is it. There we go. This is what I was looking for. Voluminati. See, I thought that was the name of the album, but it was a song.
Yeah.
It's way darker this time.
I just wanted to hear that intro, that shit right there. I fuck with that song, OD. But we about to switch gears right now and leave my home of New York and go to where I rest my head at now. Not city-wise, but statewide, because, you know, we're going to go into the next episode. That's the intro I'm going to use right there. Yes, sir.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.R.E.
Yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker. So blaze the weed up there. Blaze that shit up, nigga. Yeah, stop, Snoop.
Top dog, bottom off, nigga, burn his shit up. DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up.
Now, I gotta say that when I was growing up, I listened to more West Coast music than anything because my dad listened to everything West Coast. I remember when CDs first came out and he bought. I said,
nah.
When CDs came out, my mother didn't give me $20 this time. He bought Fresh Prince.
Uh-huh.
He brought LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out.
He might have mentioned this in a different episode. We might have to go on the tape.
And then he bought The Chronic. Not 2001, the first one.
Hmm.
And I remember my mother.
Bro, he did it. He was like,
your pops
bought, he brought like Silk the Shocker.
Was Khalifa the Chronic?
The no. This is way back in the way.
So who's some of the top artists from the West Coast you got?
My man, Ice Cube.
Okay.
I goes with Ice Cube, OD Heavy. Because One of my favorite songs is This Is How We Do. Oh, This Is How We Do. Not This Is How We Do. What's the fucking Ice Cube song?
What?
Oh, it was, today was a good day. Oh, my God. Yo. All right. So, everybody who doesn't know, I drive a convertible Camaro. When it's like dusk outside.
Weird flex, but okay.
Yeah, I had to throw that out there. When it's dusk outside and you play that song, like, you got. My grandmother could have just died. Rest in peace, because one of my grandmothers did die, and my other one is going strong. Actually, today's my grandmother's birthday. Happy birthday, Grandma. She's 91 years old. Yeah, so like...
More life.
Just driving and listening to that song, like, you cannot be in a bad mood. Like, anything can happen, and just like, you know what? None of my homies got killed today. Today was a good day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a quintessential classic right there. That's one of the greatest records ever.
Who you got, Mike? Who's some of your favorite West Coast rappers?
Let's get right into it. I'm gonna take it to the West. Let's keep it at the West. Uncle Snoop.
Okay.
Snoopaloo.
That's who I was gonna say. Uncle Snoop is definitely big influence. He got a star recently, didn't he? He got a Hollywood star recently. And that in itself speaks volumes, you know what I'm saying? For a rapper or a hip hop artist to get a star. Right, because of all the influence that they've done, like that's a big deal. That's a super big deal. Before we get into this, I'm gonna have to take it to some Kendrick. Honestly, Kendrick, he's like so big on the West Coast that even though he's a newer artist, like you gotta give him his flowers with the he's. One of the most impactful artists over there on the West Coast.
110%. Kendrick is one of my favorite rappers of all time. I don't know where he is right now. I don't know if he's making music. He's hot and out chilling. But Kendrick he's like on another level for me. Kendrick and Drake. Speaking of, my first Kendrick song that I've ever heard of his was on Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto just got voted the best game for PS2 ever. Sure. But Grand Theft Auto is one of the best games in the world because I learned about so much music from Grand Theft Auto. Yeah. I can't even tell you how many artists.
Those radio stations was no joke.
Fire. You know what? Not even just rap. Like, even the music that I listen to, like on my other show, Alley Cat in Cuba, that comes on Mondays at 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Like, even the music that I listen to on there, a lot of it came from me listening to the radio in Grand Theft Auto.
And I remember, you know, we had that conversation before too about Vice City.
Vice City
and
had
like,
a lot.
You know, like, and I discovered a lot of music on video games. Not, you know, not just GTA, but
yeah, not just GTA. Yeah, but GTA had a wide range. When it got to San Andreas, they went bananas. But I think Vice City and Grand Theft Auto 5 for me was the biggest when it came to music. And back to why I brought that up is because the first song from Kendrick that I heard was ADHD. Like, when I heard that song, I was like, yo, who the hell is this?
Yeah, that show's bananas.
Yeah, so I'm going to give Kendrick some love real quick.
Yeah,
with
that ADHD shit was nuts. Nuts when it's dropped.
Fuck that. 8 doobies to the face. Fuck that. 12 bottles in the case, nigga. Fuck that. 2 pills and a halfway, nigga. Fuck that. Got a high tolerance when your age don't exist. Man, I swear my nigga tripping off that shit again. Pick him up, then I set him in cold water. Then I order someone to bring him Vicodin. Hope to take the pain away from the feeling that he felt today. You know when you're part of Section 8 and you feel like no one can relate. Cause you are alone. Marijuana and office make you stronger. I'm in the house party, tripping up my generation, sipping cough syrup, black as water. Never know pancakes in the kitchen, man. Not one of our lives is caught up in the daily superstition that the world is but the end. Gives a fuck, we never do listen unless it comes with an 808. A melody and some house.
Yo, he just killed that shit. No chorus. That was straight just rapping, like no chorus, none of that shit. That was straight bodying that shit.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what he has to offer with his new project, whenever that day is. You know, like I said, he took a step back from the game.
How long have him and Cole and Big Sean been in the game? Has it been like 10 years now? About 10 years?
Well, yeah, because he made ADHD a while ago.
Yeah,
this was 09 when this dropped, 08?
This, yeah, around this that probably, time. He yeah, didn't 08, become 09. Big until
he came big
2013.
After this, yeah,
he did. Yeah, 2013.
So, am I alone and looking forward to his project?
No,
absolutely not. But I also wouldn't be surprised if we never get it.
Nah, you're wild. He's definitely coming out with something.
Did I he mean, say that well, he you know, because him and J. Cole are on some Rick Ross and MMG, some Lil Wayne, and you know what I'm saying? Like, they're on that level where they got artists now. You know what I'm saying? So I would be a little shocked if they are putting their energy into
their own stuff.
Yeah, nah, I would be shocked. Because you got to think, he's up there with Top Dog. He, you know what I'm saying? He's the one who's helping SZA drop.
Top Boy, bro.
Top Boy. Top Boy. I'm thinking about
We know, too, where Kendrick is at. And like I said, you know, I respect him for taking his time. Because like I said, like, that man's won Grammys. You know, and for his level and style of rap, like, that's in today's day and age, it's unheard of.
I saw him at Coachella 2017. I've never been in the crowd loud and large in my life. It was ridiculous. Like, yeah. I was like, I had to leave early because I knew once it was over, it was going to be the mad dash to the exit. Yeah, like, concert, he had just put out Damn. And he, like, debuted a whole bunch of songs. That him and Lady Gaga was headlining that year. That shit was crazy.
That sounds dope, though.
I couldn't imagine. Dope.
Like, when he was singing Humble, oh, my God, yo.
Yeah, whole crowd. I love concerts. OD. What was the last concert you went to?
Right before I came here, I went to a concert in Brooklyn at this place called Baby's All Right. But it wasn't a rap concert. It was an indie concert with my girl, Kel Rocks.
Who was there? Who was performing?
My girl, Kel Rocks. I actually did an interview with her.
I was like, wait a minute. He said, like, my girl. Like,
no,
like, I thought that was your girl.
Right. Nah, my homegirl.
So Kel Rocks.
Her name it's hard to keep Kel up with Rocks. This guy.
You know, right?
You can follow her on Spotify and all that. I did an interview with her. I'm going to put it out in April.
The last concert I went to, it's been a while. It might have been a Big Sean concert. It might have been Big Sean. Might have been the last one. He did a little something with Janae. This is before they were dating and shit.
That's dope.
I think they got back together.
Yeah, they're definitely back together. Big Sean fan, but I feel like Big Sean
Boy
was the last. Yeah, that might have been the last concert I went to. What about you?
It's Anderson .Paak.
Oh, that had to be fire.
Yeah, he's amazing live. Like,
man,
he plays the drums.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he keeps the energy going. Like,
oh, that had to be fire.
Yeah, it was dope. I've
actually been slacking on the concert wave for sure. Definitely got to check some of these newer artists who are my favorite. Like,
yeah, and you know, and that's one of my joys is, you know, like, I like live, like, experiences, like concerts, yeah, or like, you know, like sports. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
just being there and like the energy is
yeah. And I'm a big R&B fan, so I need to catch some of these R&B artists like the Snow Allegras, SZA.
She's dope.
You know what I'm saying?
She's dope, yo.
Yeah, Snow is nasty.
I love her.
SZA, Anderson .Paak, yeah. Sir. I got to catch a lot of these.
I'm not a big SZA fan, though.
Excuse me? I'm about to get the fuck out of here. You're not a big SZA fan?
It's my truth.
Yo, you're big wildin'.
I like SZA.
It's my truth.
Like, it cut through paper easily.
You got the drum.
Yeah, that was an OD dad.
Yeah,
joke.
You got the
that was it.
I know you got that drum somewhere because that was a horrible joke.
Doom doom doom.
There you go. Yeah,
that was a super dad joke.
Yeah, you got a zoink. On all right,
we're
shit.
Gonna move on.
Yo, why did the skeleton go to the party alone?
Oh my goodness,
because he wanted the bone.
Because he had no body to go with.
All right. That was a better joke than yours, though.
I'm gonna fuck with you.
It was a better joke.
I'm gonna fuck with you.
Definitely. Anybody else from the West Coast that y'all feel like needs some love that need to be mentioned for sure? Well, yo, what about? So, I know you guys talked about how
Snoop, Kendrick.
Let me talk, bro.
Oh, my fault, bro. Go ahead.
I know how you talked about how Wu-Tang. You don't really group them as like rappers per se because they're a group. What about N.W.A.? They were super huge influence on rap, especially for the West Coast.
Not even
especially
just
during the
on
time.
Rap.
You know what I'm saying?
Life. Culture. Like when culture. They came up with Fuck the Police. Yeah. Oh, that was another
so
thing.
So how do you guys group them? Do you give them the Wu-Tang asterisk? Like, all
right. Nah. Wu-Tang is reached elite. Like when you playing Call of Duty, you reach elite.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang is like
and
on
you don't think
level.
N.W.A.'s reached elite for that time?
Not
I think you're being a little
time.
Biased because you grew up on them and
you
didn't
what?
Grow up on N.W.A. the same way.
I'll say this because Wu-Tang as a collective.
I grew up on N.W.A. more
as a collective. Wu-Tang. Like they were all, you know, supreme lyricists.
Oh,
N.W.A. as a collective is like, you know, Dr. Dre's not a super lyricist. I mean, the music is there. You know what I mean? And the impact
the music
is there.
And the impact is
there.
Definitely. And
but Ice Cube.
And they might have had a bigger impact and influence than Wu-Tang ever
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
You know, they did because of what they timing. Were influencing, yes. Because it was like, fuck the police. It was like a big thing with like blacks versus police.
And
like
they ushered in gangster rap.
Yeah, and that too.
But, when it was out, New York was Run DMC and, you know, yeah, yeah. My Chain this, My Adidas that.
But one thing you know? Between N.W.A. and Wu-Tang, that's a huge difference. And this is why Wu-Tang, for me, has their elite status that no other rap group would ever amass to. They never strayed away from one another. Like, N.W.A., all these rap groups, like, oh, we mad, we cool, and everybody. You looking at me crazy.
Last time I checked, they broke up, and that's kind of why they stopped doing shit.
No, they both did. They both had drama and they disputes.
Yeah. Wu-Tang broke up for, like, it wasn't even that they broke up. They just, like, called it quits for like a little bit, but then they came back and they started doing shit.
Yeah, years
like,
later, but
N.W.A. was Ice Cube was like, fuck you,
Easy's
fuck you,
also
I'm out,
dead,
I'm a head out.
You know what I'm saying? So
no, but even before he died, soul. They all broke up.
Well, you know,
but they didn't have that chance to redo that because Easy died in the midst of all of it.
Okay, so you know what? Yeah, I put it like this. I think the tension and conflict in Wu-Tang is in N.W.A. prolonged more than the Wu-Tangs did. Because Wu-Tang, like he said, they would stray apart, and then eventually they would come back together.
Yeah,
you know,
kind of, but not really.
And they all did their own solo thing.
Like they all broke off and did their own solo thing, and years later they came back. Like they all broke. Meth did his own thing. Fucking
everybody did.
Everyone got solo albums on Wu.
Yeah, but then they always came back.
They didn't always come back. They came back like 10, 20, 15 years later.
No, you're bugging.
They were like on again, off again. Like
It wasn't that long of a time period.
But it's not all of them. Because you can say, oh, I got Meth, I got RZA, I got...
It was always all of them. Then ODB died.
I just think to both of y'all points, I think N.W.A. was much longer lasting, you know what I mean? And to the point where it's like, can they even stand being in the same room with each other? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I feel like there was a lot younger, and I think not having Easy as piece of that N.W.A. impacted that completely differently. You know what I'm saying? There's like 90 Wu-Tang motherfuckers. So you can have 5 Wu-Tang motherfuckers and still be Wu-Tang. Without Easy, there is no N.W.A.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? The impact is just different on
that relationship.
Well, it's been facts, bro.
I think if Easy was still alive, I think, you know, like, say, like, now, today, like, they would be able
to... They would have been back. They would have did something back.
Put that past behind them and do a reunion tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like that.
Yeah, because remember, Dre even said it before that Easy died, that he wanted to, like, bury the hatchet and all that.
Because even, you know, like, oh, a lot of artists, like Puffy and Mace, like, you know, whatever, Puffy and the Lox.
Yeah.
You know, like, they came back to the Bad Boy reunion tour. One reunion that we haven't seen that I would like to is Game & 50.
Oh, that's not going to happen. We are not happening. That's not going
to
happen, bro.
Not
happening.
That I would like to see?
Yeah, that's not happening at all.
But can we imagine?
All right, well, since we're not going to get it, how about we just play some 15 game just to...
We off that coast, baby?
We still... This is a game song.
That was very smooth, by the way.
Thank you. I know.
there's a New York sound.
Oh, you picked the wrong record, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, I love it. What you doing?
DJ.
Hey, I love it.
Cats a who?
Nah, I like this one better.
You're wildin'.
Big wildin'.
Seriously. Yeah, nah. Stop it right now. And put on how Hey, I love it.
This is how we do.
Nah, yo. That's not how we do.
Yeah, we don't.
Game & 50, I'm like, hey, to love it. I was about to get hyped.
That's me too. And we talking about West Coast sound. you dropped the ball on that one.
I play what I like. I'm going to play what
It's you, not about what you like.
You're DJ.
Is. Yeah.
Well, yeah, DJ's, I'm DJ Selfish.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's take him back.
I don't got bruh anyway.
Uh-huh. Coming up, I was confused. My mama kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a 4-finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, niggas have stole my bike. Different day, same shit, ain't nothing good in the hood. I run away from this bitch and never come back if I could. Hated to love it. The underdogs on top, and I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stop. Go ahead and read me.
I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Either the love of the underdogs on top, and I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops.
You know what's crazy? After this album, Game will never reach the peak what he reached with this album.
His last album was fire, though.
No, this...
Yeah, his last fire was fire.
This was Game's best album of all time. He had so many hits on this album.
So, I have a theory about Game.
Wait, and then the other day, I was in the gym, and this was playing, and I get these weird, like, thoughts and shit. We would never know. We would have to go to the grave not knowing who really wrote the hook for the song. Because him and 50 keep saying that they wrote it.
Yeah, but even that aside, I have a theory that
Hold on. Game did a podcast with Talib Kweli. He said they did it together. They pieced it together.
Oh, I never heard that. Because before that, he was claiming he did it himself.
Yeah,
remember, even 50 wrote a song, Game. You know, I wrote the hook for "Hated to Love It." You remember that?
Nah, he was 50's saying
he's also a troll too. So
he was saying they pieced it together.
50's a troll.
No, but he said that in a diss track. So
he's just, but he could still be trolling in a diss track. You know how 50 do.
Probably.
But truth be told, though, this album wouldn't be what it was without 50.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. Without
and Dre.
Yeah.
Dre, because Dre produced it.
Yo, and things as an artist to get that, like 50 at his prime and a Dre, if he would if
they
if
looked
he ain't,
out for
if
him.
He ain't dunked that shit, like it was grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't even know how they got into beef after that. Like, 50 looked out for him, OD. I don't even think that Young Buck or Yayo or Lloyd Banks even, like, hit that plateau.
It was ego, and Game didn't want to be in G-Unit's shadow. Like, they wanted to keep him as a G-Unit member, and, like, he didn't want to be like Banks and Yayo and them.
Nah, but he had his own.
He would have been good. He would have been fine, yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
It would have been like A$AP Rocky and A$AP Ferg.
I remember Game before this, like, when he was on G-Unit mixtapes.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
me too. This was a gimme for him. But I have a theory that Game can't make a good album without some features.
I agree.
All his albums are really good, but they're all feature heavy,
and
too.
I'm a big Game fan, but my biggest criticism of him was he name drops, like, too much.
Yeah, he do it a lot. He be cloud chasing OD.
OD cloud chasing.
I was on FaceTime with Biggie.
Yeah,
and
OD cloud chasing.
You know, Biggie be like... Yeah. Tupac, I didn't even know you.
Tupac DM me. It's like, yo.
Shit.
And he say Jay's name so many times, bro. Like,
yeah. But did Jay ever give him a song?
No.
Yeah. So shut up.
And, well, nah, fuck that, though. Come
he's
on.
Still, like, he's still talking about, oh, yeah, I did it. I did, you know what I mean? This with Dre. Shut up.
Nah.
We off that. Well, all right. So what you got?
Wait, hold on.
Got?
We still in the West. Like, we should probably.
Still on the West at 4-5?
Here we go.
Yeah.
We on 4-5.
Yeah. But well, we can move. Where we gonna go? We gonna go south? We gonna go Midwest?
Yeah, we ain't get a south no love.
Yeah,
south Mason love.
So I got you.
Damn good too.
I'm going next.
Wait, can't be no geek off the street.
Gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I
this
mean.
This song is classic.
Regulators! Mount up.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find.
Rest in peace, Nate Dogg.
A car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hook select on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers put some gas, so I said, I'm.
That's one of my favorite tracks from growing up. So now we're going to switch gears. And we're going to go. Is Louisiana considered the South?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Gulf Coast.
Deep South, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so, yo, you know what's crazy? Because Lil Wayne doesn't really, like, I don't know why I don't think of him as a southern rapper.
I don't know why you don't think of him like that either. You're wildin'.
Because his sound is not the same as everybody else from the South.
Y'all niggas are some foot soldiers. I'm a foot fungus. You dead, brother. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Like a red button, a gun head, but you like bang, 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 bang till your heart stop drumming. I shoot you while the sun don't shine. It's a hot summer. But fall, dog, I knock a wall off with this side off. This bitch sound like a hog cough. I'm a wizard with the motherfucker like I went to Hogwarts. Cut the hog head and the tail off. I'm the nigga, bitches put a spell on. And once it wear off, then bitch don't touch me like an air ball. Say slime, I done ate slime. Money tall like 8'9".
How y'all felt about Weezy new album?
I haven't finished it.
You haven't finished it?
Yeah, me neither.
Wow. I think it was solid. I think the top half was pretty good.
Yeah, no. And I think from what I heard, I appreciated it.
And I think he gave us what we would expect from him. You know what I'm saying? He stayed in his lane. He didn't do some Eminem bullshit where he's trying to sound like somebody else. Like, stay in your Weezy lane. That's what we love you for. You know what I mean?
Nah, okay.
So I'm guessing Wayne is one of your top rappers.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the one who played the song.
No, this is his song.
That was my pick. Okay, I'm sorry.
Definitely give Wayne his due. You know what I'm saying? Like, Wayne made a lot of contributions, you know, to the game, and you know, he's a dope rapper, you know, in every sense of the word.
Okay.
My brother was obsessed with Wayne. I wasn't that. What was that? Yo. The Carter? I think I can't remember if it was the Carter 2 that came out that my brother was like
Carter's dedication
obsessed
like.
With. But I didn't get into Wayne until 2009 when I was in Iraq. And I heard No Ceilings.
Yeah.
But after No Ceilings, I was ceilings like, yo, this motherfucker spitting.
Was more nasty.
Yo, and then, like I said, listen.
Was
so
nasty.
I was a Wayne fan, but I wasn't on him like how everyone I was around was on him.
Wayne.
You know what I mean?
And this is a very linear.
Because, you know, it's a different point of reference. Like, when you grow up and hear, like, our heroes and you hear the Jay-Z's and the Nas's and the Big L's and so many rappers that I heard of that my friends didn't necessarily listen to until they got older. At the time, Wayne to them was like,
yeah,
that was their point of reference.
No, Wayne was the best rapper right. for like 5 years.
But you know what I mean? No, it's a different point of reference. It's like,
from like 08 to like 2000,
right.
till he went to jail. He was like the best rapper on the planet.
No, of course. But I'm saying like it's point of reference. Because if you tell someone who's never heard a dope lyricist before that
Wayne's a dope lyricist.
No, here's what I'm saying. It's,
uh-huh.
it's point of reference. It's uh-huh. like this, right? Like when your grandparents were growing up and bread was like 35 cents
okay.
and now bread's like $5, right?
Okay.
They'd be like, damn, like what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
Okay, look. All right. So.
Go ahead. Get your thoughts together, bro.
You guys are not seeing the.
No.
You're not. You're fucking with me.
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Listen.
I don't.
It's point of reference.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
So if someone's never heard
uh-huh.
the rappers that I've heard of
uh-huh.
that I feel can out-rap Wayne,
uh-huh.
right? Then they're not going to understand where I was coming from.
Okay. Now I get you. Where I would play devil's advocate is uh-huh. if those rappers aren't currently rapping, then why does it matter? Right? Because...
Partially, I see what you're saying, but
you know what I mean.
It's point of reference
because
though.
I'm assuming we're speaking about the same time period.
Right? All right, here's what it was, right? Because the argument that we always had was people said like, "Yo, Wayne is the greatest ever," right?
Ever,
and I'd be like, "Yo,
oh, okay."
I'd be like, well, "Hold on, stop."
They was dick riding, yeah, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, oh, I wasn't on him like
I'm
that.
I'm with you with that. They was dick riding.
I gave him his due. Like, yo, he could spit. He could do this.
They was dick
that.
Riding. They was dick
but
riding.
But I told him, like, yo, like I could name 10 other rappers that could. They would stand in front of each other with rap circles around him,
and I'd be like,
but. To wrap circles around him is hard, bro.
It is
hard because motherfucker be spitting.
Hey, you can.
And if you really listen to what he's saying, it'd be like, oh, how the fuck he put that together?
Yeah.
Yo, one of my favorite Wayne verses, this is a random song, was off that one. He did a remix to what's the name of this dude that died in a car accident?
In a car accident.
That's my Boston accent. He died in a car accident.
Now you from Boston.
He had a They Know remix. Lil Wayne's verse on that was fucking bananas. What's the? He was in Soul For Real.
They know.
You know who I'm talking about?
Dun, Shorty Low. Yeah.
Okay. The remix to They Know, Wayne went off. Like, I'm in that wide body. I'm gonna need two lanes. White paint, wetter than new rain. You remember that?
I don't actually.
Nah,
Wayne had mad music out though.
Yo, Wayne,
it was hard to keep up.
Wayne might have kind of started his microwave shit too.
No,
he was like dropping shit.
Yeah, he's
and dropping
mad
shit.
Music. It was
and dropping
times,
shit.
Hard to keep up.
It was impossible to keep up with all the Wayne songs that he was
and then,
dropping.
And
it was all fire.
At his peak, he was on every remix. Like,
yeah,
everyone was going for a Wayne feature.
Yeah, they needed it.
And now Drake is that guy for.
And that's what I'm. And that was the linear comparison that I was speaking about earlier. Is that. Whether they were better rappers before them or not, Wayne had a whole era. Like, he had, like, at least 5 years before he went to jail. And now Drake is at that level where it's like, who's better than Drake? And Drake may not be the best rapper out right now, but who's better than Drake?
Yeah.
Who's doing more numbers than Drake? Who's putting out more songs than Drake? Who don't want a Drake feature?
It's been facts, bro.
Well, you know, too, with Drake is that, like, he still has a long way to go, I feel. Also.
No, he doesn't. Way, Drake could stop right now. No,
he got a long way to go to get from Canada to...
Yeah, yeah.
Drake could stop right now.
Stop,
cut it out. Here we go, this out of context bullshit, all right? Listen, what I mean is this, right?
Words have meaning.
They do.
Let him finish, bro.
Saying he has a long way to go in the sense that, like, he's not finished yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, he still has a long... Okay, all right, compared to Hov, right? Right?
Drake is better in Hov numbers-wise.
Oh, God. Not what I'm saying.
I'll give you that.
Listen, can y'all hear me out? Before
he still
y'all,
has right. a lot of time.
Go ahead.
Can y'all hear me out?
He's 32, before y'all start cutting me off and shit? Years old.
Listen, okay? He still has time, right, to keep putting out more songs and increasing those numbers that we were talking about. That's what I mean by he has a long way to go.
So this is why I disagree.
Okay.
Two reasons. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not too sure which exact records they are, but I know Drake has the longest amount of time being on the Billboard charts, the top 100,
no doubt.
out of everyone in like ever. In music. So that's one. Two, this era
and more
now,
fans than the Beatles.
Yeah, right. But this era now of hip hop is now in the first time that we're seeing this mature hip hop, like, you know, this 444, Jay-Z, this post Nas. Right. Era, like, so it's kind of hard to say because we would have to see what Drake does to see how that influences.
Okay,
rap.
But look, hear me out,
because he
right?
could just stop right now and be fine.
Hear me out, though. How old is Hov?
He wouldn't be wrong.
50, right?
Is Hov 50 already?
Yes, he is. Jeez. Now imagine Drake at 50.
But
right,
but,
17,
but
that's what I'm trying to say.
And I understand what you're trying to say, right? But like,
it's more hits. That's more.
For example,
Billboard.
Right?
That's more numbers.
For example, he doesn't have to do it though.
You're right.
So we don't know if he's going to, is what
right.
I'm saying.
I'm saying. Imagine Drake at 50, and it's like he's still singing. He's still putting out these phenomenal
records. I don't
want to
do that. And when Drake is 50, I'll be 50. We're born same year, 86. You heard?
And I don't see Drake rapping at 50. I don't see Drake doing what Jay-Z's doing. I don't see it. That's why I'm saying he may not have a long way to go. I think Drake, if he really wants to, got like 3 more years, and he could be like,
nah.
And he could be like, fuck rap. He's been out for like almost 15 years.
No, Drake's been out for 10 years. Drake's been on the scene since 11 years because he came out 2009.
Okay.
And I was in Iraq.
So far right. Gone. And what I said, three more years. So that's 14 years.
Where was Hov at?
That's going to be 15
what
years.
Album?
Well,
so 96 he came
volume
in.
Volume 2 came out in 98.
Okay, Hov was at Kingdom Come at 10 years.
Okay, but he also started after Drake.
He started mad young.
He started at 25 or 27. 27.
Hov was 27 when RD came out.
Started at 27.
When Raising Bill Dog came out, he was 27?
Yes.
So now listen, right? So now here's the thing, right? Longevity, Hov has that over Drake, if you want to make that debate.
Right.
Because he's older than him.
Because he's older than him.
Right. So I'm saying, so if we even want to just do this whole Drake-Hov thing, right? Mm-hmm. Drake has to reach that point where he's at Hov's age and we're still making albums.
And that's my point.
Right.
My point is Drake might not do that. That's my whole point.
I think he will. I think he will.
We got 2 minutes left in the show.
Wow.
I know. It goes by so fast.
We've been talking about so much music, bro. I didn't even get to talk about my favorite South artist, Ludacris.
Okay. Luda.
I need that nigga named Luda. Yo.
Okay. I was going to talk about UGK and Outkast.
Yeah.
They had. We dropped the poll.
All my people in the South, we owe y'all one.
Yeah, we owe y'all one. The South is, well, it deserves its own show anyway because
that's
the South dominated rap.
You know,
so
here's what we do.
We'll do a part two because we still got to talk about the Midwest.
Still got to talk about
the
Midwest.
You know what I'm saying? We still got to talk about the South.
Chicago,
Cleveland, Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Atlanta.
Detroit got some spitters.
I got you on that. So we're going to have to do a part two.
Yeah, I'll take
Detroit.
We're
going to have to do a coast-to-coast part two because the South needs their flowers, and the Midwest.
You know, and the South too is so vast; like it's so many. I mean, it's New Orleans and Florida, North Carolina.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So hey, before we out of here, follow me on Twitter. Fucking call me _AKKALL. _AK.
Yep. And you can follow me at DJ Catsanova on every platform that you can think of. You heard?
MIC Renaissance.
Can't spell Renaissance. Don't follow that man.
Uh-huh.
You heard? All right, man. Take us out of here, DJ Cats.
Yeah, this is Goodbyes by my guy Post Malone. So we're not good at goodbyes. So we'll see you next week, same time. Saturday at 6 a.m. on BFF.fm.
Did your mom give you $20 for this album?
She did. You know you talk too much.
say, I want you out of my head, I want you out of my bedroom tonight. There's no way I can save you, 'cause I need to be saved too. I'm no good at goodbyes. We're both acting insane, but you're stubborn to change now.